After a tense morning of back-and-forth negotiations in the hallways of the Lee County Courthouse, bickering over such issues as who'd get the ski boat and who'd get the cabin on the lake and how much he would pay in a lump-sum cash settlement, the divorce was settled an hour after lunch. Harry Rex had the husband, an overheated cowboy on wife number three, who thought he knew more divorce law than his lawyer. Wife number three was an aging bimbo in her late 20s, who'd caught him with her best friend. It was the typical sordid tale, and Harry Rex was sick of the whole mess when he walked to the bench and presented a hard-fought property settlement agreement. The chancellor was a veteran who'd divorced thousands.
"Very sorry about Judge Adley," he said softly as he began to review the papers.
Harry Rex just nodded. He was tired and thirsty, and already contemplating a cold one as he drove the back road to Clanton. His favorite beer store in the Tupelo area was at the county line.
"We served together for 22 years, the chancellor was saying.
"A fine man," Harry Rex said.
"Are you doing the estate?"
"Yes, sir."
"Give my regards to Judge Farr over there."
"I will." The paperwork was signed, the marriage mercifully terminated, the warring spouses sent to their neutral homes. Harry Rex was out of the courthouse and halfway to his car when a lawyer chased him down and stopped him on the sidewalk. He introduced himself as Jacob Spain, attorney at law, one of 1,000 in Tupelo. He'd been in the courtroom and overheard the chancellor mention Judge Atlee.
"He has a son, right? Forrest?"
Spain asked.
2 sons, Ray and Forrest."
Harry Rex took a breath and settled in for a quick visit.
"I played high school football against Forrest. In fact, he broke my collarbone with a late hit."
"That sounds like Forrest."
"I played at New Albany. Forrest was a junior when I was a senior. Did you see him play?"
"Yes, many times."
"You remember the game over there against us when he threw for 300 yards in the first half? 4 or 5 touchdowns, I think."
"I do," Harry Rex said and started to fidget. How long was this going to take?
"I was playing safety that night, and he was firing passes all over the place. I picked one off right before halftime, ran it out of bounds, and he speared me while I was on the ground."
"That was one of his favorite plays." Hit 'em hard and hit 'em late had been Forrest's motto, especially those defensive backs unlucky enough to intercept one of his passes.
"I think he was arrested the next week," Spain was saying. "What a waste. Anyway, I saw him just a few weeks ago here in Tupelo with Judge Atlee."
The fidgeting stopped. Harry Rex forgot about a cold one, at least for the moment.
"When was this?" he asked. "Right before the judge died. It was a strange scene."
They took a few steps and found shade under a tree.
"I'm listening," Harry Rex said, loosening his tie.
His wrinkled navy blazer was already off.
"My wife's mother is being treated for breast cancer at the Taft Clinic. One Monday afternoon back in the spring, I drove her over there for another round of chemo."
"Judge Atlee went to Taft," Harry Rex said. "I've seen the bills."
"Yes, that's where I saw him. I checked her in. There was a wait, so I went to my car to make a bunch of calls. While I was sitting there, I watched as Judge Atlee pulled up in a long black Lincoln driven by someone I didn't recognize. They got the thing parked just 2 cars down, and they got out. His driver then looked familiar. Big guy, big frame, long hair, kind of a cocky swagger that I've seen before. It hit me that it was Forrest. I could tell by the way he walked and moved. He was wearing sunglasses and a cap pulled low. They went inside, and within seconds, Forrest came back out."
"What kind of cap?"
"Faded blue, Cubs, I think."
"I've seen that one."
"He was real nervous, like he didn't want anyone to see him. He disappeared into some trees next to the clinic, except I could barely see his outline. He just hid there. I thought at first he might be relieving himself, but no, he was just hiding. After an hour or so, I went in, waited, finally got my mother-in-law, and left. He was still out in the trees."
Harry Rex had pulled out his pocket planner.
"What day was this?"
Spain removed his, and as all busy lawyers do, they compared their recent movements.
"Monday, May the 1st, Spain decided.
"That was 6 days before the judge died," Harry Rex said.
"I'm sure that's a date. It was just a strange scene."
Well, he's a pretty strange guy. He's not running from the law or anything, is he?
Not at the present, Harry Rex said, and they both managed a nervous laugh. Spain suddenly needed to go.
Anyway, when you see him again, tell him I'm still mad about the late hit.
I'll do that, Harry Rex said, then watched him walk away.